This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And State Representative Boomer Wright joining us this morning. He recently announced his plans to run for re-election. Representative Wright, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Kyle.
So, first of all, talk about your decision to run for another term in office.
Well, Kyle, it takes a while, like in any profession, to build relationships and become familiar with the kinds of things that you must go through the process to get your bills through or work with other people. So this is my third term I just finished, and there's still a lot left to do. I am a previous educator and been asked to serve on the Committee of Literacy for the governor. And in that process, that really coalesced my decision to run again, because I think there's still a lot left to do to help button up our educational system, which I'm very familiar with. So I'm looking forward to working with the governor, and particularly at K-3, maybe K-5, to get our reading scores and math scores back where they're supposed to be.
So talk about your educational background a bit more. I understand you were a teacher and a principal over mainly on the coast, right?
Yes, that's correct, in Florence and Mapleton. I spent 28 years in Florence as a elementary teacher, teaching grades 3 through 6, vice principal at the middle school, principal at the middle school there, also principal at the elementary school, and then the last 3 years I was superintendent of schools in Mapleton.
So what led you into the world of education?
Well, I had gone to school initially my first year of college down at Ashland, and I was in business, and didn't feel right. Moved up to the University of Oregon. I was appointed a counselor who was a really good person, and he suggested education. I had been hurt in high school football. My knees were so bad that I failed the test to go to Vietnam. It seemed to be that most of the guys were either, as far as elementary school, was either in Vietnam or they were in Canada. So it was a wide open field for men in elementary education. He suggested that I go to one of the elementary schools there in Eugene, and I started doing that and just really enjoyed being with the kids and working with them. And so I went back and said, sign me up. This is exactly where I want to be.
Now, when did you retire from education?
2002 was my last year, 31 years.
And what prompted you to run for the legislature when you could be doing funner things, possibly?
Well, it is an interesting, fun, and sometimes very frustrating at other times. The person, Caddy McEwen, who had been a representative for a number of years, decided to retire. It was an open seat. I had a call from the Republican Party in Florence asking if I knew of anybody that would be interested in running. I looked at my wonderful wife, Susan, and said, what do you think? And she said, what do you mean? And I said, what do you think about me running? And she said, you're crazy. And I said, well, I think that might be a prerequisite to being a politician. But anyway, it's something I've always wanted to do, particularly to represent the educational arena, and some things I knew that needed to be done, and there's still plenty to be done to make sure our kids get what they need. So that was my major thought, was how can I improve education in Oregon and be a voice for the coast?
Now, you represent House District 9, which includes a variety of counties, including a section of Douglas County. How much of Douglas County does your district cover?
Well, Reedsport specifically, but I know about halfway in between Scottsburg, and kind of represent the western half of Scottsburg, and then to Reedsport. And then, of course, I go up to Florence, and I go down to Coos Bay, and then I go into small communities in the valley like Lorain and Crow, which I went to high school, by the way, and then on up into Cheshire, Vinita, Elmira, and back to Triangle Lake, and then back to Mapleton and Florence.
Now, what committees do you currently serve on?
I'm on the I'm co-chair of the Education Committee. I'm co-chair of the Gaming, which has to do with the Lottery Committee. I'm on Housing and Homelessness, those are my major committees. I'm also on a work group for broadband, for rail, and for transmission lines. And of course, I also serve on the Governor's Council on Literacy.
Yeah, talk about that council. You mentioned that a bit more earlier. Do you feel like in our high-tech world that literacy has gotten a little bit lost in the mix of priorities sometimes?
Oh, absolutely. I think that we have tried to put, well, to be very honest, we've tried to solve the world's ills through education. And what we've done is as each time we have required schools to add on, then something has to give. I mean, there's only so many hours in the day. There's only so many days in a year. And the more you require people to do other things besides just the general curriculum, then you shrink that curriculum in what they teach. So we want to get back to, and you know, the basics are always hammered, and that's a term that's overused. But the key is, if kids can't read and understand what they read and do math, then they're going to be severely handicapped in the real world. So right now, across the country, there seems to be a new outlook on making sure that our kids get this way. It's been, you know, better than a decade, maybe two decades, where we put up with test scores at the third grade level in particular, where more than half of our kids are not at grade level. And, of course, that just compounds as you move further up. So we have kids graduating from from schools actually that are illiterate, and we can't allow that to happen anymore. That you know, society is based on what people know and understand or are able to do, and if we don't give our kids the skills and the ability to achieve in our society, then we're doing them a disservice.
What are your priorities going to be if you're reelected? Are there particular things you'd like to get to or topics you'd like to get on the table?
Well, obviously, Measure 110 is the biggie. I mean, if we look at what people are feeling in Oregon, and that's basically housing, that's basically homelessness and crime. So as we look at crime, we're looking at Measure 110. The public was fed a some erroneous things concerning Measure 110 and drugs. And yes, the intent was there to help people, but the problem was, it seems to me that a lot of times in the legislature, we put the cart before the horse. And what happens is that we decide that this is a problem, we need to fix it, without doing the underpinning or doing, you know, setting up the structure so we can address that. So what happened was, we said, okay, let's these poor people who are taking drugs that are addicted, they need a place to go. So let's back up a little bit and not put them in jail. Let's send them to centers to get some help. But unfortunately, there weren't any centers to send them to. So what happened was, you know, the police then couldn't arrest people for having drugs. And previously, at least judges had the option to be able to send people to jail to get dried out, and then actually, as part of their sentence, to go ahead and have them get treatment. Well, we took all that away and just said, well, people who are addicted really want help, and we're going to provide that for, at billions of dollars. We put in legislature the 2 years ago, we put in well over $1 billion, and we'll probably put in another $1 billion as we move forward to this. And so we're just getting ramped up to be able to provide those services. In the meantime, we have people who still continue to take drugs, and nothing happens to them. The police get frustrated. People aren't getting service. And actually, the whole system is, to be very honest, just falling apart.
We're going to talk more, in fact, about that Measure 110 topic with Representative E. Werner Reschke later today at 12:30. Looks like we're out of time for now, but again, State Representative Boomer Wright announcing he'll be running for re-election in House District 9. And Representative Wright, we look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
You bet. Anytime, Kyle. Anytime. God bless.
All right. 8:42 with the Morning Report.